You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Jazzed in Blue. Profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at Rockwire.com. Today, Jazzed in Blue profiles Jilson Shashnik and Mauricio Zottarelli and their new project, Mosaic. Stick around for more. Jazzed in Blue is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host Brian Lush and the music is out there. Today we're exploring the Brazilian jazz sounds of Mosaic, a musical project founded by pianist Jilson Shashnik and drummer Mauricio Zottarelli. The project's self-titled release is a collection of originals, modern-day jazz classics, and Brazilian tunes, all with a delectable groove. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Mauricio and Jilson regarding the project, and you'll hear both of those interviews in just a few minutes. From their self-titled CD, here is Mosaic with Web Samba. Oh,
right back to you later.
From their self-titled CD, that was Mozique with Web Samba. Visit Mauricio Zottarelli at his official website, www.mzdrums.com, and Jilson Shashnik at www.jilsonmusic.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Mauricio regarding the new release, and here's how the interview went.
Well, it's a fantastic release you guys have here. And now that it's out there, oh, not a problem. And now that it's out there for everybody to listen to, how do you feel about the end result?
I'm very proud and very happy. It's been a long time coming for both me and Jilson to do this. We've been playing for a long time together. We always wanted to do this, and you know, certain times, sometimes you can't have it together at one particular time. You kind of have to let it develop, and I think the material developed pretty well over the years, even though now we don't live that close together anymore. I'm in New York and Jinso is in Boston, so we don't play as much as we used to back a few years, but now with the release, everything's kind of coming together once more, and it's just great how, you know, it took us a little bit of time to put it together, but I think it paid off. The release, it's exactly what we wanted to do.
And describe working with Jilson. What is it that he brings to the table that brings about this chemistry that, you know, that sort of makes this thing work?
You know, I think one of the most important things I actually didn't find out until recently was that when we started playing, I met Jilson through a common friend, and we got together to play, and we were doing weekly sessions and just basically exploring different possibilities, playing Brazilian music. And I actually, back then, I wasn't into Brazilian music that much, so Jilson was kind of pivotal to that part of my life, and just going back to my roots and going back to Brazilian music. He was one of the people that really influenced me to go back and listen to that stuff again and relearn and study. But mostly I think Jilson has a background in rock and fusion music as well, and that was my thing. When I was in Boston, I was studying at Berkeley. And when I met Jilson, I was very much into that rock fusion, progressive rock kind of genre. And I didn't know back then that Jilson had that in him as well. But I think that helped when we just basically played together a couple of times, and everything gelled really well. It just felt comfortable, and I loved his playing. I loved how musical he is and his ideas. And we just connected really, really easily. And I think now I'm thinking back, I think this is one of the reasons why we kind of grew up listening to the same stuff, and we think about music, and the way we think about Brazilian music is very similar too. So I think everything kind of falls together in that sense.
And how did music begin for you as an individual? How did that start?
I think pretty early. I mean, from what my parents tell me, I had a little drum kit when I was 2, and I was already drumming around and playing, and I remember a little bit later on in life I was playing around with, you know, stuff in the kitchen, and I was always trying to drum somewhere. And my dad used to take me to rehearsals and like samba schools and things like that in the city where we lived, and I was always very excited about that. And I basically was always thinking about drumming, very interested about drumming from the early age. But I didn't really start playing drums until I was 14. That's when I played drum set for the first time.
And what sort of music, you know, propelled you? I mean, you talked about jazz fusion and fusion rock and all that. I mean, what artists specifically?
Mm-hmm. Well, in the beginning, in the very beginning, I think even to this day, I think the artists that really, if I can only mention one band that really influenced me is Led Zeppelin. I think that's my major influence as far as even becoming a musician. It comes from that music, from listening to Zeppelin. It's just, even to this day. So that was very, very strong. When I first heard it, it just had a very, very strong impact on me. And I loved all the 70s hard rock, and then I started to progress into the heavy metal scene, and I was very much into Iron Maiden and Metallica, and some like heavier, some thrash metal groups, Slayer, and a lot of the a lot of the very heavy stuff in the 80s. And then when I started to get a little more serious into music, I heard Chick Corea's Electric Band, the first record, and that was also a landmark on my, I guess, my progression as a musician, because it just blew me away listening to that group. And then I started to learn a little bit more about music, and I came to the U.S. to go to music school, and then the whole jazz thing kind of became my main focus. So then I started to listen to Miles and Coltrane and a lot of the masters and some of the more contemporary guys as well, and that was also important back then. I feel like now I'm kind of coming back slightly to the heavy metal and rock again. I've been falling in love to all those early records that I used to listen to. So it's kind of an interesting period in my life now.
Now, do you hail from Sao Paulo as well, just as Gilson does, or...?
You could say that. My city is actually 2 hours northwest of Sao Paulo, but it's still Sao Paulo state. The city is called Rio Claro. I'll spell it for you. It's R-I-O, and then the second word is C-L-A-R-O. And it's a small, fairly small city close to Sao Paulo. And that's where I was raised and where my family comes from.
I see. And, you know, Berkeley is definitely something that you and Gilson have in common. To talk about your musical education there. What do you think it gave you?
Well, it's a very interesting place to be, very intense also. And I came to study for 3 months. That was the deal when I first came to Boston. I even had paid the course to just go 3 months and go back to Brazil. But in the process, I ended up getting a scholarship, which I applied back when I was in Brazil, and it ended up happening, so I was able to extend my studies, and I ended up staying for the whole course. But it really, I came with a lot of planning to just become a better drummer, a better musician, and maybe 2 weeks into the course, I was already into other stuff, and I wanted to be a writer. So I switched everything, and I kind of went deep into writing and arranging, and I ended up studying a little bit of film scoring as well. So I had drums happening, I was doing sessions and playing, but I was mostly a writer and not much of a performer per se. And then towards the end of the course, I gravitated towards drumming again. But I had that kind of, you know, happening side by side, the drumming and also studying arranging and composing, and that's still very strong in my life, something I always like to do, and I try to do as much as I can. And it was a great experience, just meeting a lot of different people from everywhere, so a lot of different cultures and a lot of different music. It's a place like no other, I think, to be there and to experience that. It's an invaluable experience.
Aside from you and Gilson, you've got some great musicians on this recording. You've got Julia, you've got Fernando, you've got Gustavo. Talk about them and you know, what they sort of brought to the project.
Sure. Well, the interesting thing, and people talk a lot about how, you know, the drums and bass, obviously they have to be together and they have to be gelled. And Fernando was a guy that I follow very closely when I was in Boston, but I never had the chance to play with him. We did one session at Jusen's house, just I think it was a quartet, and Gustavo might have been on that session too, but we just kind of played a little bit and got used to each other, but it was a few hours. And then the next time I saw Fernando was for a rehearsal already for the Mosaic project. So we haven't really played much before this record, and it's, Fernando is amazing. Like, I still can't believe how comfortable I was and everybody was playing with him. Having, you know, I really, that was my second time playing with him, and it felt like I knew what he was going to do, and it was just such a great experience. And he's such an amazing bass player, such an amazing musician, plays everything that's needed, and very musical, very, you know, great ears. It's a great, great musician. Gustavo is like a brother to me. He was one of the first people I met when I came to the U.S. Almost 11 years ago. And so we've been playing a lot together. We had a couple projects before this one. Gustavo plays on my record as well and plays on my group. So we know each other very, very well. And Gustavo is my first choice for, as far as guitarists go, he's an amazing musician too. And Julia also I met through Gilson for this project. So, and also I was blown away by how great she was and her musicality and her reading skills. She came and just blew everybody away. And we were just like, wow, this is really, you know, it was like I was saying before, when me and Gilson, we got these people together and played, we were like, this is it. We got to do this. This is the recording. These are the people that we want to play this music with. It's just perfect.
And from this CD, what tracks off of it resonate for you the most and why?
I really obviously love the whole record. I'm very pleased with how every track came about. But I think that last track has a very strong impact on me, because that song in particular is a song that I used to listen to when I was a kid in Brazil, and I think Jusson kind of, you know, went through the same thing. That song in particular was very, very big in the 80s through a singer. Her name was Clara Nunes, and she was she's probably still considered one of the greatest samba singers in Brazil, and that song, she really brought that song to a whole other level. And Gilson, you know, came with this idea to do an arrangement, and I was like, wow, it's amazing, because the song is so powerful. So I think, you know, I obviously love every track, and I love Gilson's original writing on the CD too, but I think that track has a little something that really touches me deep inside, I think, because of having heard that music for a long time when I was a kid and everything. And that's called Canto das Três Raças. That's the last track of the record.
What would you like a person to come away with after they've heard this CD?
Well, I think the goal that we had was obviously to play music that we liked, play music that spoke to us deeply, and to do something that was honest. And I think that would be a very good, I would be very happy if somebody got that impression and got that we were basically trying to play music that we like, music that resonates with us, and stuff that we heard when we were growing up, or even, you know, the Jobim songs that we play. We don't really go too traditional, let's put it that way. Like, we play those songs kind of, we take a lot of liberties, and we play the songs with different grooves or change the harmonies, and we kind of, we took a little bit of liberty as far as being traditional. We didn't want to lock ourselves into the same, you know, pattern, I guess, in a lack of a better word. We didn't have a lot of boundaries. We wanted to be free with the songs that we had, and we really try to play something that's what we like to do. That's how we think we should sound like. We didn't want to compromise on that aspect. So it would be very, very honoring to me if people could get that from the record, that we really try to be as honest as we could be, play the stuff to the best of our abilities, but also try to add something new to this great, you know, great Jobim songs, or this great, you know, fusion classic that we play, which is the Herbie tune, Eye of the Hurricane. You know, we try to be as free as we could and inventive and do a lot of mix a lot of our influences and stuff that we like into that music.
Visit Mauricio at his official website, www.mzdrums.com. From their self-titled CD, here is Mozique once more with the Herbie Hancock classic, Eye of the Hurricane.
Thank you.
You're listening to Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwire.com is pleased to present the September Artist of the Month, Nake Nulawaun, and their CD, Scars and Bars. Based in surroundings as unassuming as the Rosebud Sioux Indian Reservation, Nake Nulawaun is set to turn the music industry on its ear with pulsating tracks such as Heavy, Always on My Mind, and Heart is on Fire. Scars and Bars from Nake Nulawaun, Rockwire.com's Artist of the Month. Check out the band at Facebook.com and keep your eyes open for their new CD, The Definition, at Amazon.com. Resuscitate. If I left, I'd leave you less to hate. I'm a beast you can't domesticate. Estimate I'm great. Well, let's. With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Rebel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Rebel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head. Just a bit. The Razorblade Diaries from Rebel 9. Visit the band at www.rebel9.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single, Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. Put a little Rockwired on you. Rockwire.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwire.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwire.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwire.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at Rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Original Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music with your host Brian Rush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host Brian Lush, and today we're profiling the music project Mosique. And one of the founders is jazz piano player Jilson Shashnik. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Jilson regarding this new project, and here's how that interview went.
Well, with this new project, describe working with Mauricio. I mean, tell me what it is that he brings to this project that makes it work.
We started working, I'm trying to figure out the date. I think it was about 4 years ago, before he was a student at Berkeley, or he was about to finish and was still in Boston. And there's a friend of ours, a bass player from Brazil, a great bass player that has been here in Boston even longer than I have. And he had been talking, you have to meet this guy, Mauricio, he's a great drummer, and for some reason or other, never happened. And then finally one day, it did happen, and I, from like the start, you know, it's like I love playing with him, so for the nicest guy ever, very humble, and great drummer, great ears, you know, so it's just clicked. And I was interested in doing a project, sort of getting the music of the great instrumental trios from Brazil from the 60s. And sort of using that as a departure point and kind of modernizing or revamping whatever it is. And so we started doing, the three of us, me, Mauricio, and the bass player Giuseppe and Assola, we would meet every once a week, every week for a year, you know, and we developed a bunch of arrangements and it was sounding really good. And then right when we were at the point that we were going to start performing, Mauricio moved to New York. So that thing kind of fell through, and we didn't play much for about 2-3 years. Mauricio was, as soon as he moved to New York, he started to do really well, so he was touring with Hiromi and other people, and so we didn't have a chance to play a lot. And then I started to have this idea to put a group together and sort of having, it's like Brazilian music, but with the influences of other music that we like fusion and jazz, all that stuff, and even rock, which is a language that Mauricio grew up with. And we put this group together, me and him, and then from there it was kind of how this project started.
And now this group has a fantastic CD, you know, to for the world to listen to. What are your thoughts of the recording now that it's out there for everyone to hear?
The recording was it happened because was actually an accident, totally by accident.
Really?
There's a colleague of mine that works also in the same department at Berkeley. Her name is Darcelle Wilson, great vocalist, and I was walking one day and passed by her and said, oh, you know what, have you heard about this Berkeley recording grant? And I said, no, so she said, oh, you should apply, you know, you have to make a proposal and, you know, you might get this. And I was like, I never get those things, I'm not even going to bother. And she was like, well, you never know, you should try. So I was like, all right, what do I have to lose? So I did write a proposal, and I got the grant, And that allowed us to go, and Berkeley provided the studio, the engineer, and they did the engineer Alejandro Rodriguez did a phenomenal job with the recording, and through Mauricio, we were able to do the mixing in New York with David Darlington. It's a phenomenal, you know, had Grammys with Sting and Wayne Shorter. It's like a major engineer there in New York. And he knew Mauricio and liked Mauricio, and he accepted to do to mix our project for a much less fee than he normally does, you know, which we would never be able to afford. So, but he was very generous and did an unbelievable job. So I'm really happy with the playing and the technical part of it.
And describe working with Yulia and Fernando and Gustavo. Describe working with them. It sounds like a very tight group you guys put together.
Well, me and Fernando have been playing. I think the first gig I did when I moved to United States was with Fernando a long time ago. So we've been playing in different projects for I don't know, 20 years or something. And every recording that I ever made was with Fernando. All the recordings I did was with Fernando. And he has worked not only as a phenomenal musician, but as a producer, helping me, because he has more experience. He records a lot, so a lot of stuff he can help me. So it's really fun working with him. It's so quick. I mean, this guy, he gets everything in one take, you know, and focused and everything. It's that's why he works so much, because it's a joy to work with him. And and Yulia is Fernando's girlfriend, and I didn't have the chance to play with her much, so we did a gig together, and first of all, I love the sound. Flute wasn't my first choice in the beginning. I didn't think I was going to use flute, but when I heard her playing, I was totally convinced that has to be her, you know, because the sound that she gets from the instrument is beautiful, and her playing is amazing, you know. She's just really a really good musician, and her also, it's a really, which I think it's important, it's a great person to hang with, everybody, you know, which is, to me, is as important as how well you play. And Gustavo, I met through Mauricio. They were like the closest friends when they were together, and still are, and I had the opportunity to play with him, and I think he brings he brings a different element to the group, because he comes from rock and Brazilian music, but Brazilian music, especially from the south of Brazil, which is very different and has a lot of influence from the music from the Andes, from Uruguay and Argentina. And I love that, and he's a phenomenal musician. He has books written about this different technique that he pioneered. It's called hybrid picking. And it's a really phenomenal musician, and became really good friends. So both in the musical and personal ways, this is a very fulfilling project.
And you've contributed two songs to this project, Web Samba and Zelia. Talk about the creation of those songs. What inspired them?
Web Samba I wrote for a very dear friend of mine that passed away last year, and a phenomenal bass player, Webster Roach, and we played together for many, many years, and he was a great funk and R&B bass player, you know, very well known in Boston. and he loved also Brazilian music, and we often talked about, we always wanted to do something together that sort of would could mix those two things, funk and Brazilian music. And of course, we never had the opportunity to do it. And as soon as he passed, I don't know, just the whole song came to me very quickly. I wrote it and brought to the recording session and really liked the way it came out. And in the end, I added a touch. Right after he was still alive, and I called him to find out, as soon as I found out that he was sick, and I called him, and I didn't know he was at the hospital, but the answer machine came, and the next day he passed away, and I recorded the answering machine with his voice, and I added to the track that comes right at the end, as we are fading out, comes his answering machine with his voice. So it's hard to describe. It's very emotional for me, and kind of spooky. I have friends that they listen to the radio here, and the song played, and they called me. It's like, oh, I couldn't believe the voice of Webster came on the radio. You know, they were too shocked. So that was very important. And the other song, Zelia, is it's a play on word, because I don't know anyone named Zelia, but this song is based on the tune Celia by Bud Powell. So it's sort of the same harmonic progression, but I kind of changed it a little bit and disguised it. And so I said, okay, what sounds like Celia? I put Zelia, and because it's a Brazilian groove, a baião, and actually in Portuguese would be Zélia, not Zélia, but that's the name of the tune.
And what would you like a person to come away with after they've heard this recording?
To like it, that's to enjoy, that's the first thing, but I was... I wanted, one thing that I was thinking about, and I talked to Mauricio, is that listening like to what's going on in jazz, especially the stuff that's coming out of New York, the new stuff that's coming, one thing that was striking to me is that the level, technical, everything about the musicians nowadays is like so unbelievably high. It's something that the average musician level is much higher than the best musician of the past. I mean, it's incredible. But there's something that it's very inaccessible for the average listener. It's almost like people are making music for themselves and just trying to see who's more technically gifted or virtuosic, and to me it kind of leaves me, I don't know, I still go back and listen to these recordings from the 50s and 60s, you know, and that's what the stuff that I really like, because it was not just virtuosity, there was like a soul, there was something that I don't hear a lot anymore. So my goal with this, whether I achieved or not, but it was to do something that has something that the listener can grab onto. But I'm not, it's not like, I didn't want to do like smooth jazz, which is, in my opinion, pandering for the public. That's why I don't like it personally. I wanted to do something that has integrity, but is still... the average listener can listen and enjoy. So that'll be my goal.
Visit Gilson at his official website, www.gilsonmusic.com. From their self-titled CD, here is Mozique once again with Zelia.
Thank you.
Download this portion of Jazzed in Blue, simply scroll to the bottom of the page and click where it says Download Part 1.